But if you send a projectile very close to a huge gravitational force, or to speed which approximates to the speed of light, Newton's laws of motion begin to break down and they're inadequate. So we need to look to Einstein and his theories of relativity to give a better explanation. Do we kick Newton's laws out? No, we carry on playing snooker, working out the conservation of linear momentum. But we know that it's inadequate in a different context. So we amend them, we tweak them, we say, well, that's good for that, and that's good for that. But what about a subatomic level? How do electrons behave and other leptons and hadrons? Well, now we find that neither Newton nor Einstein is very useful, and we go into this weird and wonderful world of quantum mechanics. So are they true? Is Newton true? Yes, to all intents and purposes. But it's not an absolute truth. It doesn't cover every eventuality. What might we claim regarding metaphysical knowledge? Knowledge of the non-physical. Matters of religion. Matters of philosophy and ethics. What does it mean for the Old Testament writer Job to claim that I know, there he is using that word, I know that my Redeemer liveth? Familiar to us, isn't it, from the soprano aria in Handel's Messiah. What does it mean for St. Paul to claim that he knows, that we know that Christ was raised from the dead? Is that detail known to be true in the same way that we know that the Big Bang model is the best explanation for the development of the universe, not the beginning of it, because it doesn't take you back to the beginning? Yes, it is the same sort, and no, it's not. Yes, because both things are held to be true due to evidence. Did Christ raise from the dead? That faith is built on evidence. That belief is built on evidence. Is the Big Bang model the best explanation for the development of the universe since the Planck time, 10 to the minus 43 seconds? Yes, based on the evidence. So the two cases are comparable because the two scenarios are based on accumulative evidence for which the proposed claim is the best solution. Big Bang theory has got three bits of very essential information which is accessible to us. And same with the resurrection, the data is accessible to us. Basically, the universe is expanding. You and I can all observe that. Basically, there's a particular ratio of hydrogen to helium in the universe. Well, don't readily work that one out, but I can tell you how to do it. And the third bit of evidence, you have access to everything.